Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 7th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Maggie. How are you doing, Maggie?
Hi, Taryn. Hi, everybody. I'm doing great. I'm so excited to talk a little bit more about what's going on in this house. Last time we talked, last week, we had basically 2% of the information. And, you know, yesterday was sort of a sleepier day. Like, some stuff did happen, but it wasn't, you know, super eventful. So I really got the chance, I think, to get to know these different players and watch them in action. And I'm really excited to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, a sleepier day in this house. Like, when I was saying that during Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Legitimately, they slept all day. Very much not the case here in Big Brother Canada.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a sleepier day, but I'm sure we'll still hit about an hour because I can talk forever. In Big Brother Celebrity, we were like at 30-minute updates, and I was on, like, chatting your ear off. So,
well, there are some developments here. We are, of course, here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 9 in the house. And we, as I said, we have some developments. Of course, Marty is the HOH. He put up Jay and JC Lynn. JC won the veto and of course plans to use it on herself. The intended replacement nominee as of the morning of March 6th, day 9 was Kevin, but we'll see if that stays the same as we run through the day here. Now, we started the day with Marty, Gino, Moose, and Kyle. And this is a group of four that that has been working together, that we've been talking about. You know, they've loosely discussed. This is the thing about the alliances on the season so far, and one of the reasons why I think things have been as fluid as they are. None of them actually talk together as a group. It just doesn't happen. No, like, the groups don't come together to speak as an alliance. It's very rare. So we've seen these four talk about the fact that they are in an alliance, but we haven't actually seen them all talk together until now. And they talk about potentially adding to their numbers. Moose in particular is thinking about Josh. Marty also is like, yeah, we could, maybe Josh is somebody that we could think about bringing in. We could add our numbers to our numbers with Josh. But Kyle says, I don't know about Josh. Should we really be bringing in another guy? People are already worried about all the guys. Like, let's, what about a woman? How about we bring in a woman? And Marty's like, I like Helena. And they're all like, oh yeah, we all like Helena. And so like, okay, maybe we should bring Helena in.
Yeah. And watching Helena throughout the day was really exciting to me because she's doing great. Like, she's playing really well. She, like you've said on these updates and throughout your coverage, like, she, I think, needs a win to sort of solidify what she's got going on. But she has a great grasp on what's going on in the house. I feel like if there is going to be like a group that goes against the majority, Helena is the one to rally them all together and to make sure that they, like, because she knows, you know, I feel like a lot of times when we're like, come on, like, get a group together to go against the majority, we're left with someone like Sam from Big Brother 21, where it's just like, the skill level is not there. But with Helena, I do think it's there. And I do think that with her relationship with Kevin, which we'll get into later, I think both of them have a great grasp on the house and could put something together.
Yes. Something that Kyle is going to talk about later in the day with Josh, especially as they're speaking specifically about Josh versus Helena here, is that Helena is actively, very actively going and talking to people all the time. Just constantly going and speaking with people and making them feel good about her. As I said before, you know, these individual relationships are great. They should be the seeds to build a group. The group is where the power is. She doesn't have that sort of like group level power yet, but a lot of people are talking about potentially bringing her in, which is a good thing. So Marty, Gino, Moose, and Kyle, they're going to talk about who they may target next. And they talk about Betty. They talk about JC and people like Kevin. They need to be careful of Jess. It's a lot of like that. Basically, they feel like if they leave the sort of like the pawn players in the game, then that's going to be trouble for them because they're going to end up on the block next to one of them. And then they're going to be out of the game. Marty in particular is somebody that's very keen on aligning himself with people that are strong. Strong people should come together. Why would anybody choose to align themselves with people that aren't big comp beasts?
Yeah, I wonder why. Are you a big comp beast, Marty? Because maybe once we get to the end, we might have a different thoughts on that. But yeah, I think it's interesting to watch Marty's trajectory throughout the day because, I'm going to be honest, not sure how great a Big Brother Marty is. So I think that it's been a fun first feeds week HOH because Marty, he's floundering a little bit, I think. Yeah, we could talk about it more, but.
All right. Okay. Well, Helena and Kevin are going to talk a bit. And Kevin is going to start to open up about where he thinks people stand in the house. This is going to come into play a little bit later as well. But he says he thinks it's Moose, Herman, Kyle, Gino, Summer, and Tanisha. He thinks those six are definitely working together.
That sounds like the six of the seven people in the big alliance. So
yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Pretty good one. Now it's interesting that he says this to Helena because when he's talking to Marty later about where he thinks the house stands, he's actually telling Marty a slightly different story. That's also not super wrong, but slightly more off than this one is. And that's the thing about people who are like on the outs and discussing like where the power structure lies is that they often throw out so many different scenarios that one of them is bound to be right. The thing that matters is, can they say it in a way that is effective for them in the game, right? Like, it doesn't matter if they're right. It matters if what they're saying can help them move forward. And for Kevin a little bit later in the day, it is. But we'll see where this goes. Again, Kevin and Helena are going to be talking more about, you know, they are working together. Kevin is probably the person that Helena checks in with the most. But I wouldn't necessarily say that means that she's the most loyal to him. It just means that he's probably the most available to talk to.
I think that they, both of them, cause a lot of like the feeds yesterday cut a ton of the time. Only one camera was on. So like a lot of what we saw was Kevin and Helena. And what I really noticed is that they're trying to do the same thing, but in a completely different way. Like Helena is shrinking herself and Kevin is putting himself down. And what I mean by that is Helena is shrinking herself in the way that I feel I would do if I was in the house, where like she's really playing into her like, oh gosh, I'm just like awkward and like silly. But also when you talk to her, like she's smart and she is like making it clear to people that she's capable, just non-threatening. I think other players who were really, really effective in this strategy were people like Andy, people like Nicole Franzel, who shrink themselves. I don't know how else to describe it other than like shrinking yourself so that you're not like big and strong and scary, but also somebody that is useful to somebody else, versus what Kevin is doing, where he's putting himself down to the point where he's like, oh, I just suck. And people are like, okay, like that's not helpful to me, you know? And it's so interesting because they really both, I think, are showing each other their true colors in their conversation. And Helena, it's like the one time that she's not like really sort of like putting on the like, oh, I'm so silly and goofy thing, and is like really talking to him to the fullest of her capability. And same with him, but one is endearing and makes people want to work with you and want to pick you up, and the other is off-putting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I think that they're both effective, but one is a lot more effective, right? And I think that you're seeing that there's a lot more respect for Helena, and respect is important in Big Brother. You know, even players like, you know, like Ian or Steve, sort of the typical archetype that, you know, Kevin might fall under here. The very much he is doing the, like playing like the little brother kind of strategy. You know, they had a sort of like plucky sort of like, I'm embarrassed, but I know who I am and I'm okay with it. Whereas, yes, Kevin is very much kind of putting himself down a lot, which is, you know, not great. Now, you know, granted, both Ian and Steve had the advantage of either winning safety or getting safety in that first week, not having to spend a week on the block, which is a rough place to start from. So they had that advantage going for them. But we'll see where Kevin is able to move from here. But I do also think that what you're saying about the dichotomy is correct, that like having a sort of public persona that is one thing, and then having a sort of private one-on-one persona with people, it can be advantageous as long as it doesn't seem too sketchy, because it makes the person you're talking to on an individual level feel like, oh, they're real with me. When I see them in groups, that's not them. With me, it's real, which is great again for one-on-one things. It's not as good for the group settings, right? Like it prevents group stuff from working as well. And that's where both of them are kind of wanting at this point. And we'll see how they're able to transition into more group settings if they get there.
For sure. And I think that the biggest difference between someone like Kevin and people like Ian and Steve, yes, they won safety, but also I think that Ian and Steve came by it honestly. I think that their personality is that way. And just like they did the little brother thing in the house, because yeah, they were playing into it, but also I think that that's kind of how they are. And I don't think this is how Kevin is. And he's like trying to like do this whole fake persona, which comes off as fake. Like many people throughout the day are going to come up to Kevin and be like, you really not talking with anybody, like for real. Whereas I don't think that Steve or Ian were in that position. People wanted with Steve and Ian to like give them a hug and like bring them in and be their protector, because they were able to feel like they were being honest about the fact that like nobody was really talking to them, you know?
Yeah, I mean, people definitely were still skeptical, I think, of Steve and Ian. but I do hear what you're saying. And I think the thing too is that like, especially from what I'm hearing about, you know, from people who know Kevin, that I think Kevin really is like a sweetheart, probably little brother archetype that absolutely could, you know, be that way. But I don't know that he fully sees himself that way, right? Like, and I think that he's feeling like he needs to lay it on extra thick, because he came into the game thinking, I need to create a persona. I need to like, you know, fool people. Where I feel like, you know, I think the most successful bits of his game are when he's being his most genuine.
Completely. So, yeah. We'll get to that later.
So Marty and Jay are going to have another debrief after everything that happened the day before. It's mostly the same stuff, though. Not really going anywhere. Look, if you're going to come after me, then that's just the way it's going to be. If you survive, then I'm here to play Big Brother, is what Marty's saying. Kevin and Betty are going to talk a bit. Kevin is really kind of like...
Sorry, hold on. I just wanted to touch on that conversation that Marty has with Jay. Mm-hmm. Marty does give Jay a lot of ammunition in his pitch.
That's very typical of Marty.
I know, but he's saying like, you know, I got here late. I came into the house in the last group. I do think that people like Gino, Kyle, and Herman probably had something going. Those first four people, I wouldn't be surprised if they're working together. So I feel like I'm on the bottom of the totem pole with Gino and Kyle, like giving specific names to Jay, which is just not the right thing to do.
His line is very much like, we're friends, but there's nothing official that's happening. And like, it's not like, don't worry about that. Like, it's not like we have a deal. And Jay's like, what's the difference? And he's like, no, it's definitely different.
There's no difference.
Kevin is going to be talking with a lot of people in the same room, the sort of Expedia room. That they're in for a while. He talks with Betty. They talk about working together. I mean, that's the thing again, like a lot of individual conversations where it's like individually, it's very easy to be like, yes, we'll work together, but mm-hmm. it's just a matter of like keeping up with that and then, you know, turning it into something that actually means something to you again, probably like in a group setting. Kevin also talks to Summer a bit in there.
I also did want to bring up in that Kevin Betty conversation. And I do think this plants the seed for Kevin of like where he knows who to throw under the bus because mm-hmm. Betty is like, well, for one, she literally goes, are you really that lost in the game? Just like blunt, no tact. Yeah. It's amazing. Betty Queen. Then she says to him, like, of course I want to keep Jay. Look at all of the volatility that Jay just brought to the house. Like, of course I would want to take him or keep him. And Kevin was like, but what if I'm up next to him? And Betty's like, apologies. Yeah. And Betty's like, I don't know. And Kevin was like, hello, what do you mean? And Betty's like, I don't know, because they are just so volatile. And like, it would be hard to answer that question. And Kevin was like, okay, noted. And I think that maybe moves forward with the events of the day. So I just wanted to flag that.
Yes. And Betty's also like, a lot of people have been talking about how Betty is, not doing well in the competitions. Mm-hmm. And she's not happy about it. Like she was like, I heard mm-hmm. some that they wanted to pick me to play in the veto. So their odds would be better. And that just killed me. And he's like, don't worry about it. When you win something, because these competitions are designed so that anybody can win them. When you win something, I'm going to be so happy for you. I'm going to be celebrating for you on the inside. And he told the same thing to Helena. But again, he's very much playing up like, I'm your secret ally. Like that's what he's trying to pitch here. Betty is, as we've mentioned before, very blunt at times. It definitely gives away a little too much in this conversation. Same thing with Summer when Summer talks to Kevin. Everybody is, a lot of people are underestimating Kevin in terms mm-hmm. of, I think, two things. One is, just his deviousness, right? Like they're thinking, oh, this nerdy guy, he's down on himself. I'm sure he would love to play, but, what is he going to do? He's Kevin. He's not going to just like betray me, throw me under the bus. Some people suspect the deviousness though. What they don't suspect is his ability to actually do something about it, right?
Yes.
They mm-hmm. might think, oh, well, I can't like fully trust Kevin. But what is he going to do? Like, where is he mm-hmm. going to go with this information? because they all think that they are the ones like, I'm the smart one. I'm the nice one that's going to go and talk to Kevin. Nobody else is going to be talking. Nobody else is going to have this idea. And so they don't they don't recognize the danger in that he's going to have that individual relationship with a lot of people, right?
I just, like, I literally just got chills a little bit, like, thinking of how, like, I don't know. It's just, like, so so fun. I don't know.
It's a fun house. I'm enjoying the dynamic so far.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Josh and Jay are also going to be, you know, working on getting the votes together. You know, Josh is trying to help Jay, but for the most part here, you know, anything Jay's doing, it's not working. It's not landing. You know, we still expect Jay to be out. We can pay more attention to Jay's campaigning if it starts actually doing something.
I know. And I feel like Josh was giving Jay advice and then they weren't like doing it. I was like watching the rest of the day to try to see if they were going to do one-on-ones with people or what they were going to do. And I feel like the only one-on-one I saw, and granted, feeds were gone most of the day. There was only one camera on, but like the only person I saw them talk to was like Stephanie.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Why are you wasting your time with Stephanie, Jay? Like, what?
I mean, like, Stephanie's a good person to have. If you've got Stephanie, then you probably got JC, right? Like those are two important votes. But yeah, I mean, they need to be doing a lot more for sure.
Yes, yes. But I just feel like on the list of people that they need to be talking to, Stephanie is like bottom tier.
Well, so that's going to be happening over there. Kevin's going to talk to Marty. It's huge. And with Kevin and even Jess, a lot of people, when the show started, it was like, okay, these are the super fans and they're terrible. No, they don't know what they're doing. Typical super fans. But here's the thing about Kevin and Jess and even some of the other players, like, even though they are struggling in some areas, particularly in the social department of the game, their knowledge of the game and the knowledge of what they should be doing, even if they mess it up, especially socially, is still going to give them some platform to work from here. So somebody like Kevin is going to know that he needs to go and talk to people all the time, which even if you're a like really great, for example, Josh, I think is totally fine socially. Like, I think he gets along with people. Like, Josh, you'd never think that somebody like Kevin would have a better social game than somebody like Josh, who is like super chill, super cool. But Josh doesn't actively go out and game with people. And because of that, in the social game of Big Brother, Josh is falling behind. How do you trust somebody that's not actively coming out and talking to you? Same thing with, to a degree, Betty here, who has barely had any conversations with Marty. And we'll get into Betty, why I'm talking about Betty in just a bit. But Kevin is actively going out and saying, look, this is the HOH. He might nominate me. I'm going to go talk to him a bunch.
Yeah.
Just a bunch. Even if he continues to tell me he's putting me up. Why not just keep talking to him? There's some value in that, right?
And I also think it's like a bit of catch up, right? Because this is what happens to players like Kevin, who are actively putting themselves down in the house. This is why this isn't my favorite strategy of all time. If you're going to choose, I'm not sure that this is the strategy to choose. Because when you're putting yourself down, people think that you have no value to them. People are like, oh, well, I can just put them up as a renom because they have no value to me. But Kevin is going to Marty and talking to him and begins to show him the great value that he has to Marty, all of the knowledge that he has of the game, because he's decided to open up to him because he realizes he could be a renom. This is like the reason that Kevin might have saved himself this week, because he was able to be social, game a little bit, show Marty the value that he has to him. And that's why I was saying at the beginning, I think putting yourself down is a bit misguided. Mm-hmm. Do you know?
No, for sure. For sure. So Kevin is now the feeds kind of open up into this conversation. We missed a good portion of the beginning of it, but Kevin is kind of suggesting names of like, hey, if I go up on the block, I don't know that I can trust everyone. I've been talking to people. I don't know if I can trust everyone to vote for me to stay. And he's throwing out names and Marty's shooting most of them down. Like, no, don't worry about Summer. Don't worry about these people. And Betty gets brought up and Marty's like, oh, I don't worry. I've got something with Betty, but I don't trust her. I don't trust Betty. And Kevin says, what about Moose? Because Moose is a problem as well. I don't trust Moose at all. And Moose is with Gino and Marty's like, oh, no, Moose isn't with you. Don't worry about that. He's like, but I just think Moose would vote me out in a heartbeat. And Marty's like, Moose is really sketchy, but I don't think he would vote you out. Don't worry. I can guarantee you 7 votes. He counts the vote. He's like, I've got Moose. Don't worry about Moose. Herman, Kyle, Gino, Summer, Tanisha. Like he's naming all the people he feels the most comfortable with.
You're naming the alliance. Like you're naming the alliance to Kevin, yeah, who might be your renom. I was like, Marty, shush. Like just shush. I literally wrote down, like I was like typing as he was going, and I was like, thinks he's good with Summer and Ty and Kyle. And I was like, oh gosh, please stop. But you know, Marty's gonna Marty.
He is. And he says, and now that I've not put up Jess, I feel like I've had great conversations with them. I feel like Jess is a vote as well. So the conversation ends there for now. In the meantime, Jess, again, so many of these just brief one-on-one conversations, especially with people like Kevin, Jess, and Helena. Jess is going to talk with JC. Hey, we should work together. It's all be great. Nobody would suspect it. Just a brief conversation there. We'll see if that goes anywhere. Jay is going to campaign to Steph, as you said. We'll check back in if this goes anywhere.
He's like, who's Stephanie going to talk to for you, Jay? Like, JC Lynn? Sure. Yeah. But like, get in Helena's ear. That's who you need. Honestly, I think that Jay's biggest break would be going up next to Betty and getting in Helena and Kevin's ear. I think that that's what Jay needs to do, because I think that Helena could sway some people for them.
It's possible. Kyle's going to talk to Kevin, they're running through votes. Kyle's like, no, don't worry about it. You've got these votes. I think you're good. Kevin says, I think Moose is out to get me though. And Kyle's like, don't worry about it. You're fine. Kevin talks to JC, and she lets him know that she will keep him if he goes up on the block. And then Kyle talks to Marty. It seems like, some of the seeds from when Kevin talked to Marty are still there. Kyle is still kind of like now thinking about the votes with Kevin on the block. And Marty says, and it's also, again, like we missed part of this conversation, but they're talking about like, okay, should we be concerned about if Kevin is getting nervous? Should we be concerned about what he's going to campaign with? What kind of campaign is Kevin going to run if he goes up on the block, especially if this vote could be close? And Kyle says, well, first of all, even if Kevin campaigns like I'm going against the guys, that's worst case scenario. That's what Jay is already campaigning on. So it's just the same campaign as Jay. We should definitely still take out Jay. Don't worry about that. And it's like, okay, yeah, Jay, we definitely want to get Jay out. So let's talk about votes. They talk about votes again, and they're running through the votes, and Marty gets on Betty again. He's, I think Betty is working with Jay. So Betty might be a vote to keep Jay. And, you know, I guess if I were to break my word to anyone, I'd sooner break it with Betty just to make sure that Jay goes home, right? If I put up Betty, that's one less vote for Jay. I make sure Jay goes by putting up Betty. And Kyle says, well, yeah, I mean, if you don't put Kevin up, you know, he's a lock vote for you, right? Like, he'll definitely vote the way you want. And Marty's like, yeah, good. That's a good point. And I'm thinking about it, I'm technically not breaking my word with her either, right? I told Stephanie she wasn't going to go up, but I didn't tell Betty that.
I just told Betty she was good. Yeah, and she's not going home.
Yeah. I'm not going to mess this HOH up. The more that I think about it, I'm not going to break my word to her. Okay. All right. I like this.
Yeah, and it's looking like bad news for our girl, Betty. I do think that Jay has a better chance against Betty than they do against Kevin. Do you?
It depends. I mean, this house is all over the place. I think that Kevin is a more accomplished campaigner, who would probably be able to sort of, like, again, with his individual relationships, there are a lot of those individual relationships are good for protecting you if you're nominated. They're just not good for, like, protecting you from being targeted. And so I think that in a spot like this, having those individual relationships would help. Whereas Betty has fewer, individual relationships that help her out. And I do think that she is theoretically easier to flip the vote on, but she was a vote, probably one of the easier votes that Jay could have gotten. So that way it makes it harder, because where do you find the votes against Betty if you're looking at it in terms of, like, where people stand?
I feel like if they went and campaigned, they have Josh. Right? They probably could campaign to Jess. They could probably campaign to Kevin and Helena. And then you just need, how many do
they
need?
They need seven.
I mean, I think that there's a chance that T, Summer, you know, JC Lynn.
I don't think they get.
Maybe it is. It is a bit of an uphill battle, but
Tanisha or JC Lynn and Steph, but either way, you still get more.
Yeah, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that they would have a tougher time against Kevin because there's no swinging Helena at that point.
Yeah.
Because to me, seems like Helena and Kevin are each other's number ones.
Yeah, like maybe Moose, you know, wild card Moose. But the problem is, like, This is the trap that, like, nominees fall into, where they're like, I need seven. Where can I, like, get some, like, ragtag group of miscellaneous vote? It doesn't work that way. Like, those seven people are never voting together unless they, like, make a new alliance, right?
Taryn, with your logic.
We'll see where that goes, but Marty is looking at this new idea. Maybe Betty goes up instead of Kevin. They're all going to go out into the hot tub. The water's going to be gross. I don't know what's going on there.
No, you shouldn't really ever go in hot tubs. That water, I mean, that's how you get pink eye, is a hot tub. That's my thought.
I mean, you can go in some hot tubs.
I don't know. Don't trust them. If you own one, sure, and you can control the cleaning ability of it. A hotel hot tub, you will never catch me in that.
Depends on the hotel. So Kevin and Marty are going to talk for a while. Kevin is asking Marty, are you in an alliance with a bunch of people? And Marty's like, well, I already told you. He's like, you told me you are in the alliance. No, I told you that I'm just friends with people. It's nothing official. Nothing official. And Kevin says, okay, let me tell you the way I see it.
Can I bring something up before you continue?
Yes.
Marty is drinking some beers. Marty and Kevin are sharing some beers. So keep that in mind. Just.
Okay. So Kevin says, let me tell you the way I see it. I think that it's basically the rooms we moved in with. That's where people stand. Summer and Tanisha are with everybody. And they're just waiting for the right time to flip the house. Maybe it's this week. Maybe it's next week. I don't know. I think Betty and Josh have something. And then you have the boys and the girls. And every week...
Marty's like, who's the boys and the girls? Wait, with the boys and the girls?
You know, the boys and the girls. Kevin says, every week, Summer and Tanisha are the flip votes. They're the swing votes. They will decide, you know, when they want to flip the whole house. And so what he's trying to do here is, say, you know, we can't like the, if they are the linchpin of the house, if they pull that pin, then the whole thing crumbles. Kevin goes home this week and Marty's in a lot of trouble. So why do that when Betty and Josh are together? They're on Jay's side. And you can just sort of like do something else over there. And Marty is going to just continue like, oh yeah, but there's nothing official here. And this is like, I kind of liked where Kevin almost went with this. I think he realized he shouldn't question Marty too hard. But he was like, if you have nothing official with these bros, like, do you think they have nothing official with each other? Like, what are you, where do you think this stands? But he didn't go there.
I think that's a conversation that Kevin will have if he wins HOH.
yeah, exactly. The conversation turns to Moose. And, so basically it's like, and then there's Moose, and Moose could absolutely, you know, be a catalyst for all of this. Right. And Marty's like, I don't trust Moose. I don't trust him at all. And he goes, I can't win next week, but if I win, week four, I think at this point, I'm willing to just take a shot at Moose. And just want to take out Moose. Like great, great, Marty. This is so, I'm so glad that you're planning your next HOH, during your current HOH, after you have a target in Stephanie that you're not putting on the block, and you're putting another person on the block that is still not your target. And you also put JC on the block, and, now you want to target Moose, who's in an alliance with you. And you're telling Kevin that, so much. I'm telling
you, there were a couple beers shared. But also, I'm not sure if that was the reason for that. And
well, Kevin does well here because in response to that, he goes, yes, this is why we need to go far together. We think the same way. Mm-hmm. And that was really like, Marty's like, oh, yeah.
My guy. yeah, I think that... If you are listening to this podcast, or if you've ever been a fan of Taryn, and you go on the show and you are HOH and you say, ah, next time I'm HOH, I'm going to go after this person. I want you to think of Taryn smacking you on the head with his notes, the way that Julie Chen Moonves did with Marcellus. That is what I would like you to think.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say. I'm not sure that Marty is a podcast listener. But I'm glad you wouldn't catch Kevin or Jess or, you know, anybody else who listens doing that. But, oh my gosh, if you are in power and you are already planning your move for the next time you're in power and it's going to be a power move, oh, you're down a river.
Yeah. And as per usual in the early days of Big Brother, there's a lot of talk specifically from Marty about like, all we need to do is win like the next three HOHs. Great plan.
You know, it's crazy. I don't know if anyone's ever thought of that.
Never. I feel like usually I hear four or five HOHs. I don't know how they managed to get it down to three. It's wild.
I know. That's so, wow. Very, very effective.
So Marty says, look, if there's even a small chance that the vote could flip, I'm going to keep you off the block to make sure that Jay goes. And you can literally, I noticed this, you can hear Kevin start to breathe more heavily.
Are you serious?
I'm completely serious. He starts to hear him breathing.
That is the funniest thing I have ever heard all week. I'm not going to say in my life or even this month. That is the funniest thing I've heard this week. I really hope Jess can top it on the episode because let me say, Jess, DR Emperor, like amazing. But that is absolutely hilarious.
It makes sense. He's like, oh, this is getting close to a potential goal. He goes, okay, well, look, not to sound cocky, but I have the best read in the house in this game. He's basically saying like this is a good idea. Marty says, I know if I kept you off the block, I know for sure I would have your vote. And he's like, yeah, exactly. And, you know, they will for sure try to flip it on me. This is not a small chance. This is a for sure chance because they think I'm with the boys, but in reality, I'm just with you and Kyle. That's it. Like, that's all, that's, you know, the, I don't even like
Chase. It's the truth, right?
I don't talk team with him. Yeah. Marty's like, yeah. And I could put up Betty and it wouldn't be breaking my word. So I just think Betty's somebody that could come after me would be a vote for Jay. Kevin is like, yeah, I don't think putting Betty up would, you know, frustrate anybody. Kevin's like, oh, wow, this is so fun. This is so fun. He's so excited. He's like, yes, this is a great idea. Betty should absolutely go on the block.
Well, what was it that you said during Celebrity Big Brother, that Big Brother is not fun unless things are going well? And I think last night was a great night for Kevin. I think he was having some fun.
Marty says, you know, putting Kevin up putting you up could blow up in my face. Putting Betty up can't blow up in my face. Because even if things go wrong, I'm still taking out somebody that is on the other side, essentially. Marty says, the only one that could possibly switch it is Helena. I love this from Kevin. Kevin's like, oh yeah, Helena, I always forget about her. Where do you think Helena stands? Marty says, okay, well, actually, listen, between the two of us, Helena is my ear on the other side. Separate from Kyle and Gino. And Kevin is like, oh wow, dude, fist bump. Like, that's so smart. Yeah, that's really, really, that's so smart.
Should I talk to her?
Yeah.
You think I should? Would that be good?
Is that a good idea? Yeah. Now, this is another potential danger of the individual relationship game, which is that Marty is not going to be super glib, keeping his mouth shut about this. He is going to tell Kevin. And this morning he told Gino, don't tell him. But I have a final two with Helena. It's very easy to get caught, even if you're doing a great job, because other people have loose lips. But I thought this was a very funny moment here with Kevin. So basically the plan is locked in place. Marty does want to put up Betty instead of Kevin. There it is.
And we've got to change, folks. I feel like this may be okay. I don't want to lose Jay. That's what I've been saying without saying it. I don't want to lose Jay. I feel like they're amazing feeds. I feel like they're such a unique person. I feel like they, you know, have misplayed and are messy, but they, I think, bring a lot to the season so far and have brought a lot to the season so far. And I'm just not ready to lose them. And I'm really sad that it is looking like it's going to be that way. You know, I wish that Marty would have put up Steph, or, you know, maybe something can happen with with Betty. You know me, always the optimist about a flip happening. But yeah, I'm not ready to lose Jay yet. And I'm sad that that's how it's looking like it's going to shake out this week.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really excited personally to see, you know, assuming this goes down in the way that mm-hmm. we expect, to see how Betty responds. We've seen Betty, again, very blunt, in terms of like how she talks game with people. So I would love to see what her reaction is. But we'll see. Marty is going to talk to Jess and let Jess know the new plan. He's feeling out the idea of putting Betty up instead of Kevin. He's concerned about the vote flipping. He tells Jess that, he doesn't trust Moose. Jess, is very much in agreement. Like, yes, I think this is the right thing to do. This is the smart thing to do. Reiterating all the points that have already been spoken.
Exactly. And it's so interesting. Like, these people don't really have anywhere else to go. So they're glomming onto Marty because he's opening his mouth to them. Like Jess and Kevin and like these people that like Marty was like, might put you on the block, but I don't think I am, like, has really paid off in dividends for Marty, because I do think that Jess feels close to Marty. And I do think that they are like being honest about their opinions with Marty, and obviously same with Kevin. So I'm just interested to see where this all goes. I'm interested to see who goes this week. And like you said, with Betty on the block, like there's a greater than non-zero chance that Betty gets on the block and also starts calling people out left and right as her target. And if Jay can be like, well, I did that 4 days ago, so I'm less of a threat, you know, maybe Betty will be the one that they're like, well, she was saying even more about us, you know, and Jay has a chance, but we'll just have to see. And I'm interested to see what's going to happen next week with the shift of power. Yeah, I think there's a lot of gamers in the house. So there's a lot of different ways that this season can be pulled.
Yes. So Marty is also going to fill Herman in on the plan. Herman is on board as well. Herman always does a great job with Marty. That's really going to come into play, just this morning. And then we're going to, you know, if again, you know, it's always like we go through the day and we haven't really talked too much about Moose. And it's like, don't worry. Moose is moosing it up. It's happening. Moose is going to talk with Kyle and Gino, and he's going to again.
Moose is on the loose.
Yes, he's going to again suggest that they pull in Josh. He says that they need to be concerned about Summer and Tanisha working with Herman, and he thinks they're going to pull in Josh. And so we should pull in Josh first. And Kyle's like, again, no, don't want to pull in Josh. Kyle asks, look, every time you talk to Josh, are you going to him or is he coming to you? And both Gino and Moose say, yeah, we go to him every time. And Kyle said, same with me. Like, I talk with him. I feel like it's a good conversation. And then if I don't go to him, we never talk. So like, obviously we can't trust Josh. Like he has no interest in working with us. So he is very much against the idea of trying to pull Josh in. This is what I've been referring to throughout the whole update, with, you know, people like Kevin and Helena actively going out, talking to people. Josh just doesn't do that. You know, for whatever reason, when he talked to Jay a few nights ago, he said that he felt like, that he just, you know, didn't quite fit in. He felt like the little brother. Mm-hmm. He felt like, you know, that, and, you know, maybe that's, you know, maybe there is something there. Maybe it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, but for whatever reason, Josh is not getting out there and actively talking to people. And it's causing some harm to his game.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really have anything to add because that's just, you summed it up completely perfectly.
Right. So, Moose is saying, so listen, I think if I win, I think I'm going to put up Summer and Tanisha, to weaken Herman, right? Like, because Herman has got to be working with them. And they're going to try and pull in, you know, like
that is wild. Just like, what are you talking about? Summer and Tanisha to weaken Herman? You're bringing up everybody in your alliance. What, yeah. What are you talking about?
Kyle literally goes, I thought you and Herman were close. And Moose is like, oh, no. Like, we both recognize, though, like, we're each other's biggest threat. Like, we're the both, like, the two biggest physical threats in the game. So, like, it's totally, like,
oh
we
understand. This is so out of pocket because
this strategy
of like taking out your ally's person only really works when that person is not in the alliance. If it's so early, if it's week two, like, yes, if we're down to final seven, yeah, you want to take out an ally's piece, sure. But like there's 15 people in the house. What are you talking about? Like, this does not make any sense at all to me. And, you know, we might just get, you know, we love to talk about Chaos Cast, but it might just be Chaos Moose this season because.
Chaos Moose.
Or, yeah. What we need a good alliteration name. What's a M word that is.
We can come up with something.
Out of control.
He's marvelous. He's marvelous, Moose, to me.
Of course, yeah. See, it's so funny.
Mayhem Moose. That's a good one.
Mayhem Moose. Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Mayhem Moose. That's actually so, so perfect. Thank you, whoever wrote that in the chat, Tyler. This type of player, like, we all know the type of players I love. I love someone like Jess with little to no self-awareness. I love someone like Spicy V. But someone like Moose, it's just like, what's happening? You know, like, what's going on here? How did you get there? Like, I at least like someone who, like, the logic is there. But, like, how is Moose getting here? I don't understand. You know, can you explain it to me, Taryn?
Not really. The problem is that, like, the feeds have not been on Moose enough in the last, like, you know, 3 days, however long they've been up, for me to, like, understand exactly who Moose is yet. But I mean, I think that he is a guy. He doesn't know the show very well. All he knows about the show are like some of the highlights, like when Jackson was convinced to not use the veto on himself. And stuff.
Which, by the way, Big Brother 21 winner Jackson would never. He would have shoved Holly under that bus and been like, goodbye. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, I think he knows the show based on like, oh yeah, people like trick each other. It's great. It's cool.
Okay, that's funny. That's funny too. Right? Yeah.
And, uh-huh. And he's a young guy. He came into this house. He said, one of his problems with Jess is that, Jess has said to him before, like, oh, I'm sorry that I'm trying to like mom you. And he's like, yeah, don't mom me. I came here to get away from people telling me what to do. Like, I don't want to have a mom. Like he's like, he's here to like have fun and like be independent and like,
he's a 12-year-old boy. Yeah. He's a 12-year-old boy pulling some pranks, pulling some tricks.
So I think that's where he stands at this point. Kyle it does bring up in this conversation, Kyle is concerned that Jace and Steph are not as loyal to them as they might have thought. That he's been hearing that they've been saying like, oh yeah, we're going to string the guys along and then we're going to cut them, which is exactly what they've been saying.
True.
Well, I mean, you know, that's the thing is that like, people say that all the time.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Very rarely happens.
Push comes to shove, JC Lynn is going to be voting Gino out of the house, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, what are you going to do? They also bring up Helena again. Again, talk about how she seems like somebody they could pull in. Even Moose is like, yeah, I talked to her. She seemed cool. Moose says, look, I just think it's important that we split up Hermann and Tanisha. Tanisha would be the target. He feels like Tanisha is more of a sort of like group glue player, and Summer is more of like a solo player. And so that Tanisha would be the target. Moose then leaves, and Kyle immediately goes, I don't trust Moose.
Yeah. Honestly, like, Moose is talking his way into being target number one next week. All Kyle has to do is go to Summer and Tanisha and be like, listen to this. And Summer and Tanisha, literally, Summer will be like, absolutely not. He's going up first chance I get. I will make sure he's out of the house next week. Like, Summer does not play around. So, like, I don't know. Like, oh, yeah. So the person who's the glue of the alliance I'm in is the person who I'm going to cut. Moose?
Okay. Moose is literally like, he's just here to cause mayhem. And he's saying, look, there's a big majority alliance, and there's one person in that alliance that is the glue to this alliance. We got to unglue this thing.
You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
Listen, I was like 17 when this season was on, and barely, I didn't watch feeds. I just kept up with updates on Twitter. He's like Zach Rantz to me. Just like no real logic, just like kind of doing whatever he wants, like wanting to be a big TV star, like is in the alliance, but like always trying to not be in the alliance. Like, no, do you think that that's apt?
I think the energy is similar. I think that Zach was very easily used by Derek to help keep the groups together. And like that was sort of like the ultimate decision, that the biggest decision Derek changed his mind on was keeping Zach for the sake of the group. But yeah, I mean, I feel like he's Zach if Zach was the person that he was trying to be.
Yeah. Without Derek. Zach without Derek.
Yeah. So,
oh goodness.
Yeah, Kyle's like, I don't trust Moose at all. Gino's like, Marty's been saying that from jump. He has not been trusting Moose. And Kyle says, I think what he was trying to do there is he's trying to point us at those people. Like, I think he's trying to get us to target those people. Like, I don't know, like, what he's actually, like, he's going to throw the competition. He's trying to, like, start a war between us and then throw it to one of us, right? Gino's like, yeah, probably. We can only trust each other. It's the two of us, Gino and Kyle.
Gino and Kyle.
Making it work.
That sounds, yeah, like that's a pair. Yeah. I like them both, though, actually. Obviously, love the real Kyle more. They're broing it up.
Throwing it up. Marty's going to let Kyle know that he has decided to go with Betty. Kyle says, I think that's a great idea. Summer and Tanisha are also going to talk late into the night. Just a brief little conversation saying, look, I think we need to work more on pulling in Betty and Helena because they've got that sort of women's alliance going on. They're a little worried that they are on the bottom of this alliance with the guys and that they can't rely on the guys. They do want to stick with the seven as long as possible. But they need to make sure that they have Betty and Helena pulled in because they need those other options.
Mm-hmm. And they really don't trust JC Lynn or Stephanie.
Yes.
So I don't know where JC Lynn and Stephanie are going to go if they are going to get out the guys because there's nowhere for them to go.
That's why.
So I'm sure that that will be, reflected in your ratings this week on the round table.
I think that is part of it too, though, where it's like, the women who always say that they're going to use the guys and then cut them, the problem is that when they work with the guys, they lose the respect of the other women in the house. And so by the time they're getting to the place where they should cut the guys, they can't work with the other women anymore. That relationship has been tarnished. I think it's part of what happens. And then, you know, part of it also is that they just don't do it anymore. That's mostly yesterday. There were a couple of things from this morning, just solidifying some of what was happening. Some rumblings of more Moose things. Marty, Kyle, and Gino are going to talk, And Marty's going to pitch to them. Why don't we just ditch Moose? He tells them, I want to target Moose in week 4. I want to get him out of here. What if we replace Moose with Herman? How do you feel about that? Herman, way cooler, way better. I would love to have Herman in our group. And also, I've heard that Summer and Tanisha are playing the middle. How about that? What about that? I wonder where I heard that from. He further talks to Gino about switching Moose with Herman. And he lets Gino know about his final two with Helena. And he really wants to solidify this thing with Herman. He wants it to be the four of them, himself, Gino, Kyle, and Herman, and give it a name and get their picture up on the wall. Run this thing. Final four. The next Pretty Boys. He doesn't say Pretty Boys, but that's the implication, putting them up on the wall.
Honestly, nothing annoys me more than when people are like, the next Pretty Boys. Because who knew about the Pretty Boys? Who knew about the Brigade? The point is that the four guy alliances, the two were hidden. That just shows basic misunderstanding of all of Big Brother, and it annoys the crap out of me. It's like the difference that Hamster Watch struggles between floater and coaster. Like, that is how I feel about when people are like, look out for the Pretty Boys, look out for the Brigade. You don't see them. That's the point. That's the point. That's all.
Yeah. Final thing is that Marty has not told anybody other than, you know, Kevin, Jess, other than half the house, other than Kevin, Jess, Herman, Kyle, and Gino, that he's putting Betty up instead of Kevin. And he has actively turned to lying. He does not trust Moose with the information, so he's told Moose Kevin is going up. And I believe just recently also told Jess and Josh together, so specifically to Josh, oh yeah, Kevin's going up. He plans to, I guess, blindside the house and Betty with this nomination. He is
for why? For what? But I guess that's Marty. No idea.
Yeah. My renom is Betty, and it definitely, I didn't even break my word to you, by the way, because I didn't even give my word to you, just so you know.
And that's always, you just got to let that one go. That's another thing with Big Brother. The people who are like, well, I don't want to break my word, so technically I didn't. Just don't do that. Just let it go. They might think you broke your word. That's the price you pay. Hopefully there's fun feeds, though.
Hopefully.
Good luck to whoever's here tomorrow.
Yeah, that should happen today, this the veto ceremony. So we'll see how Betty reacts. We'll see how anybody that didn't know will react. You know, will people pretend they didn't know if they did? It's all kinds of fun stuff that comes out of a blindside. So we will see with all of that. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Maggie?
No, just that I really hope that Jay doesn't go this week. I've been really enjoying them on the show. And I'm really looking at Helena pretty closely. I'm really hoping that she's able to sort of pick it up here. My favorite seasons of Big Brother are when there's like a really amazing power player, like, and watching them work and watching them navigate. And I'm really hoping that Helena can start to pull ahead and start to do that. Tiffany didn't really come to life until week 2. So maybe Helena can start to make that work, but I mean, I'm not comparing Helena to Tiffany. I'm not. Don't worry, guys. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in terms of, again, this individual relationship game, this is where, I mean, Dan in season 10 was forced into this position because of the events in week 1. He didn't, like, choose to start there. But he did, like, rebuild from that position, right? Like, he worked on individual relationships and helped turn specific people to specific agendas that helped turn the whole house to his agenda, which helped him create a new group moving forward. Kind of the template for that. The problem is that, like, very few people have been able to replicate that exact thing. It's a pretty difficult one to pull off. So I'm excited to see Helena try this. I think there's definitely some potential there. We're going to have to see if it works. So we will see where all of this goes today.
Yes, very excited. Can't wait to tune in tomorrow to hear what you have to say about it all.
All right. So that's what we've got today. Thank you all for joining us. I will, of course, be live tonight during the episode on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, if you want to watch live with me. After the episode, I will be on with Rob, and we'll be recapping the episode, talking about Wendy's, I'm sure. It'll be great.
Yeah, and you have Kirsten and Sasha joining you, right?
Probably.
That's a fun panel. Mm-hmm.
Yes, should be a very fun panel. Hopefully we have a good episode to talk about now that we've got like a regular schedule going, but we'll see. Tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, I will be live, of course, again, to recap everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. And, the first roundtable will be tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. So we'll be rating these players for the first time. Should be a good time there. If you want to play.
Who's joining you guys?
I believe that that Chantel will be joining us for.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. So the stock watch should be starting up, tomorrow as well. If you want to play along at home, go to realitystockwatch.com. Again, make sure you come and find me on Twitch, hang out with me there. Check out the Taryn Show with Ty, most recently. And then, coming up, we've got one with Kevin Martin, another Big Brother Canada winner. So, we'll see what Kevin Martin had to say. Around the start of the year, as he was reflecting upon the last couple of years of his life and what he's got to look forward to. Raised by Wolves is another thing that I'm doing. Check out the podcast with Josh and Grace. Maggie, what are you up to?
Yeah, so I'm finishing out the season of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City with Jacob over on the Housewives Wrap Up. And then next Wednesday is the premiere episode of Temptation Island season 4. So I'll be starting that with the amazing Kirsten McInnes, who will be with you tonight on the podcast. And that will be in the Hot Dummies on Island feed over on the Wrap Up Network. So very exciting stuff.
All right. And of course, Survivor is starting up. We just did a draft last night. And I will be covering Survivor as well with a stock watch. So we'll be rating those Survivor players every Thursday after the episode. So that'll be a good time as well. Make sure you check it out. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.